Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Pop folk music that has sort of inspired by dreams, childhood, fears, and fantasies.
The baby rose to me sighing.
Well, tonight I'm playing with Giuliano Cobelli on drums, keyboard, xylophone, and trumpet, and Simon Beaumont, who plays guitar, auto harp, xylophone, and trumpet. And they both sing.
Because they stole my bike, and now I have to.
I grew up in the States, in upstate New York, so it's like, you know, a small town 4 hours north of New York City. For a long time, I lived with my grandmother, who's Japanese. My dad is French, and we sort of lived in this house with a, instead of a backyard, it was like a forest. And I'm an only child. So I basically grew up totally weird and alone and just in a total fantasy world and surrounded by music and different cultures and different, so it was very non-American upbringing. Like I never listened to, I mean, just there's so many American things that I know nothing about because I just had this totally insular, strange, unusual childhood and I draw a lot of my inspiration from that. At some point, I moved to Paris. I didn't really like living in Paris that much, so I moved back to Barcelona. And now, you know, now I'm sort of, my stuff is in Barcelona, but I spend most of the month, or most of the year, I guess, touring. And so it's sort of, it's my base, but mostly, I'd say, like now, all of Europe is kind of like where I live because I just spend so much time away. And, it really lived up to my expectations because when I first came to Barcelona, I had the classic Erasmus experience of being drunk 24/7 and like going out and meeting all kinds of people, and it was all very exciting. But it very quickly became something very real and very artistic and very interesting, and then it keeps inspiring me today.
gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned to see.
See me again. I said, good morning, heartache.
abortion, animal cruelty, and bees for the bees. Seas, climate change, D's doomsday, E's earthquake. F my fear of flying, G is global warming, and H is Haiti. Ice caps melt on Judgment Day. These are the words I get to erase. These are the things I won't have to face. 'Cause I'm living in a world of peace and harmony. I don't read the news, so K is for the killers, L is for the liars. Mama, why'd you bring me here? 'Cause you knew about the news, and I'm sure you knew about overpopulation. So maybe I should quit, 'cause I don't wanna risk seeing this transpire. Safe under the ground, I won't have to view this world as it expires. Y and Z, these are the words I could not erase. These are the things I will have to face. 'Cause I live in a world of war and poverty. I don't read the news, but it still touches me. There's some kind of nice about living in times. We don't believe in God, just drink out the light. And it starts smoking again, and it wouldn't even matter. The world won't be around long enough for me to get killed. And I know this to be true, but it don't feel bad. Think we could run, look at all the fun we had. And live life every day, doing it to know my life. And love it even more, 'cause now it's our life.
When I was playing classical violin, I was really sick of classical music. That was a problem. It wasn't that I was sick of violin. It was just classical music. It was boring, boring, boring. And finally, my violin teacher was like, okay, why don't you try this song? And it was Csárdás, which I loved. And it's like the one song that I actually remember from my violin days. And I think there's a great video of me. It was also when I was a punk. So I had like red dreadlocks and I did a recital of that piece and it really, really spoke to me. And so there's like, you know, I think it's really exciting to get to come to places that I, you know, that moved me 10 years ago when I was like, you know, in this small town in America, feeling like, you know, stuck in this place and being inspired by something that was like a world apart. And now 10 years later, I'm here playing my music and it's all very kind of surreal and cool. Yeah.
safe, protecting your cancer. There's a list of Adrians easy to find. There's a growing sentiment in America. If you listen closely, you can hear them all. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And the evil, just consider it bad behavior.
Stare in their eyes to annoy. Thank you.
You know, when I was 18, I stopped doing music. I was like, I'm never doing music again, never writing my songs, I'm never going to get on stage, I don't want to do this anymore. And it was, you know, mostly because I was just sick of the punk scene, but I thought it was because I was sick of music. So I spent the next 3 years just studying visual arts and learning how to kind of express myself another way, sort of like find a concept, be able to explain my ideas more. And so it was, you know, a fine art background, kind of. And at the end of that, I had this idea, which was to do these sweet, totally sweet covers of totally badass Rancid songs. Like, the songs that I covered are the ones from their album called Rancid 2000, which even they say is their most, like, unlistenable one, because it's just like, wah, 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 wah. It's like, whatever, 18 songs in 30 minutes, and they're all like a minute and a half, and they're all ridiculously fast and loud. But weirdly, I still really love those songs. And so I was, you know, I created this persona called Your Kid Sister, which was sort of this idea of like this young girl who, or maybe, you know, somebody like a punk's little sister who finds these Rancid songs and starts to play them, but not in a punk way, because she doesn't get that punk is also an attitude. She just thinks they're songs, which of course they are. And so I chose to play accordion. I chose to learn accordion because I was looking for the least Rancid instrument I could think of. I was like, you know, how am I going to translate this? And so I started playing accordion and just sort of took these songs and made them completely my own, and often changed the melody completely, or, you know, even sometimes you...
And then back to my house. Watch
God Is My Bike, my first album, was written almost exclusively by myself in my bedroom. It was very much just, you know, it was in a moment in my life where I didn't have a job, I didn't really know what I was doing, and so I just started to write, and I was just sort of there in my complete, like, dream space, fantasy world where nobody else existed and I just did my thing. Which, you know, once you become a musician, you don't have that anymore. So my big fear after coming out with God Is My Bike and starting to tour like crazy was that I was never going to be able to write another album because I didn't have the time to be by myself in my room for, you know, 3 months and just do that. And so the great thing is that with my new album, Spaces, I actually wrote almost all of it on the road. Like, suddenly, you know, a line of poetry would come to me as I'm walking and I have to write it down on my phone really quickly, or like, you know, a little harmony comes into my head while I'm on the train and I sing it into the thing. And like, a lot of maquettes that I did were on GarageBand literally in a plane, or like literally, you know, in the train just working on with the stupid MIDI instruments in GarageBand.
that you needed you, the best shelter I could find. Let's wait for this to blow over or to blow up. We wouldn't even mind, 'cause you and me and everyone we know was once a child and now they have to grow up. And when they do, they find their full love regret. And I refuse to live my life like that. See, life is going nowhere, that's for sure.
Space with you between. Thank you. Thank you.